Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because I have with me Virginia Virgie Cantorna. Virginia was born in the U.S. to Catholic Filipino immigrants. Her parents spoke the, I'm probably not going to get this right,
Ilocano.
Yes, Ilocano. Thank you. Dialect at home, but were adamant that she and her sisters learn good English. She became a registered nurse and a licensed clinical psychologist and offers all kinds of spiritual counseling and consulting in her private practice. And she specializes in depression and anxiety disorders. So thank you so much for being with us, Virginia.
Thank you for having me. And aloha, everybody. I live on Maui, Hawaii.
Oh, isn't that fabulous? What a wonderful place to be from. Wow.
Yes, all right. It's gorgeous today.
Fantastic. Well, I wanted to ask you, first, tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life, because you have such an interesting background, and to go through something that was a little bit more isolated, though your parents encouraged you to really get out of that isolation culturally, still now you're counseling and consulting and doing all kinds of wonderful things and changing people's lives. Tell us a little bit about how all that transpired.
Yes, well, I am a singer, and when I was in high school, I was offered a job on a cruise ship to sing, and my parents had always wanted me to be a nurse. Philippine culture, many nurses, right? So I chose to be the nurse instead of the cruise ship crooner, so to speak, and I was in nursing school at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., In the 1970s, I attended a retreat sponsored by my university. During this retreat, we were given an exercise to open our Bibles randomly and discover what message comes up for us. And I landed on the passages from the Gospel of John where Jesus heals the paralyzed, the speechless, and blind. And it affirmed my aspirations to heal and to minister. And as you said, I completed my studies in nursing. I have a bachelor's of science in nursing and a master's in nursing. And I was in that field for 23 years. And in midlife, I returned to graduate school and I earned a master's in clinical psychology and a doctorate degree in psychology. Today, I have a thriving practice. I offer culturally sensitive counseling and consultation. I specialize in mood and anxiety disorders, such as depression and PTSD, which I address a little bit about in my novel, and panic attacks. So that's
wow,
my passion
really,
and purpose is to minister and heal.
That is so wonderful. Really wonderful. So tell us a little bit about when you started writing.
Well, until recently, my writing was limited to policies and procedures and organizational newsletters and psychological reports. But I was an avid reader starting in grade school, and I was drawn to historical novels by James Michener and literary classics like John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men and Grapes of Wrath. And I loved books about culture. And one of my favorites is James Clavell's Shogun, and Amy Tan's The Joy Luck Club is another favorite. And I love passages that seem to be poetic, embedded in the prose. And I loved looking up new words. I loved metaphor and alliteration. I even recall reading Charlotte's Web as a little girl, and it made me cry. And I thought, someday I would like to write like these authors and pull out emotion from readers. So that someday was last year when, at the start of the coronavirus crisis, I advised my own patients to try to achieve something meaningful during the lockdown. They were so depressed and so anxious about being socially isolated. I said, try to find a project that will be meaningful to you and that you can be proud of at the end of this pandemic when the restrictions are lifted. I realized that I had better follow my own advice. And in 2020, I chose to finally finish a story that had been percolating in my head since about age 13. And I had started writing this novel over 10 years ago. And it's finished, finally.
That's so wonderful. So tell us about the title of your book and a little bit about what the book's about.
Yes, the title of my book is called Dark on the Inside. If I may, I'd like to read the short blurb on the back cover.
Absolutely.
Thank you. After the Pearl Harbor attack, the Philippine sky was suddenly ripped apart by the scream of Japanese bombs. I did not know that in time, I too would be screaming. My name is Lagaya. Our parish priest compared me to a shepherdess who tended flocks of children, the elderly, polite businessmen, and persons of a spiritual ilk. I guess that made me the good girl. My darling big sister, Glory, is considered the naughty one. She is feisty and flirtatious and planning a forbidden tryst with her man. Until now, my life was satisfactory and predictable, governed by strict customs and mores, the Filipino way. Raul and I were inseparable playmates and confidants, betrothed as children. We grew to love each other over time. Luscious Liling, he called me in his tender baritone. We are saving ourselves for our wedding night. The entire village is looking forward to our upcoming nuptials, sure to break the monotony of rice and tobacco farming. Then I saw a flash of red in the banana grove. I heard foreign whisperings carried within an envelope of darkness. I felt the pain of a brutal something so agonizingly heinous, I cannot even speak of it. World War II, where are the Japanese enemy? What else in my life will be ripped apart? So that's the blurb on the back. And my book
that's
is about...
wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. It's about a Filipino family who suffers through the World War II. The Japanese invaded the Philippines about 10 hours after it bombed Pearl Harbor. Throughout the years, I've been reading about the heinous atrocities that the Japanese inflicted upon the Filipinos. And really, that's what my book is about. It's very dark, but it's full of courage and hope and faith. And it ends on a positive note, I can say that.
Wow. That's wonderful. So did you have any challenges writing the book?
My book started as a memoir of the prejudices and aggressions that I experienced as a little girl. Back then, I wished that I had white skin and blue eyes and blonde hair. As a memoir, I couldn't have included my mother's World War II story about the women in her village, since her memoir is about a personal lived experience. So I better start it a little bit earlier. I was in the eighth grade when my mother told me very nonchalantly that the women in her village were raped by the Japanese. She never mentioned it again, and I didn't dare ask her, "Mommy, were you raped?" But my sisters and I suspected she might have had some trauma since our mother would often say how much she hated being kissed on the lips. And that was the seed that was implanted in my little girl brain and that percolated all of these years. So it started as a memoir, but then I decided I better fictionalize the story using third-person omniscient, which is that the narrator enters the heads of several characters. But I received feedback that that point of view was confusing, so I switched to a first-person point of view, and I still couldn't reconcile the different voices that needed to be heard. So in my book, Dark on the Inside, the main characters are given their own chapters in which to tell their stories. So I guess my biggest challenge was finding a way to share the voices of so many important characters.
Wow, that's really incredible. So what do you hope readers will take away from reading your book?
I want readers to open their hearts and minds to culture and to be aware of the devastating effects of hate and discrimination and prejudice. As I started to research and write about World War II in the Philippines, I felt a need for people to learn about the atrocities of war and the heinous acts that were inflicted upon Filipinos. Over a million Filipinos died during World War II. I want people to really feel the emotions of fear and pain and suffering, but also of faith and hope and courage, and to learn that war is not a solution. That's what I really want.
That is so beautiful. That's universal. That's for people to learn throughout the world. It's just so wonderful. Did you have any parting thoughts from our time together today?
Well, just like so many books have made me laugh and cry and learn and feel, I hope Dark on the Inside will do the same for my readers. At the very least, I hope that they will learn about the Filipino culture. I want the world to learn about Filipino foods and history and geography and their values, such as the importance of family. This book is about a poverty-stricken family in an isolated village, and it takes place in the 1940s. But there is poverty all around the world today, and I hope my book stirs some compassion for others. And Filipinos are Asians, and today I'm a bit fearful about the violence against Asians that we are reading about in the news. It's my prayer that through my book, people will realize we are all human beings, and we are connected to each other, and what happens to one happens to all.
So beautiful. I know people will want to pick up your book. It's just a really beautiful book. And also possibly connect with you. Is there a website where they can connect with you?
Yes, my website is called cantornabooks.com. That's C-A-N-T-O-R-N-A books, no space, .com. And I also have a group on Facebook. And they can look me up on Facebook under Cantorna Books.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us. And I know everyone is going to be so excited to read this amazing story. It's so timely, so timely.
Thank you, Vicki. Thank you so much.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's M-Y-B-O-O-K-M-Y-B-I-Z.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.